A lot of people talk about the day they changed their life. They talk about the flash of light, the big realization, the awakening we talked about last episode. Nope, that's not it. A lot of people talk about the day their lives changed. They talk about the flash. A lot of people talk about the day their life changed. They talk about the lightning bolt moment, the flash of light, the big realization, what we call the eternal awakening in our last episode. People love the drama of a turning point, but nobody want to talk about Tuesday. Nobody want to talk about year 15, year 20. Year 30. Here's the hard truth that most people avoid. Once you wake up to who you really are, the clock doesn't magically speed up. In fact, it feels like it slows down. You realize you're no longer sprinting towards a quick fix. You're walking a marathon through a desert. Welcome back to the Iron Echo. I'm your host, Jamal Lewis. When I had that unprovoked realization on the prison yard, when I looked around and realized I was the only one there from Stellar Right Projects and that I couldn't blame my neighborhood for my confinement, I didn't get to walk out the front gate the next morning. The gate stayed locked. The guards stayed counting us. The walls didn't budge an inch. I had decades of a sentence left to serve. I went back to my cell at night, sat on the edge of my bunk, and had to face a completely new question. Now that my mind was free, how do I keep it free and a place designed to keep me bound? How do I survive the middle years without letting the iron eat my soul? The answer wasn't luck. It wasn't just wishing for the days to pass. The answer was architecture. The answer was architecture. I had to build a structure out of thin air. See, the system has its own routine. They'll tell you when to lock in, when to eat, when to turn the lights out. If you let them, they will completely automate your existence until you forget to make a choice for yourself. I refuse to let that happen. I decided that while the state controlled the perimeter, I controlled the schedule. I ordered it every single hour of my day. I woke up before the official count. I made my bed tight enough to bounce a quarter off it. Why? Because discipline isn't a switch you turn on when you get out. It's a muscle you build when you locked in. I read books until the pages were thin. I read books until the pages wore thin. I studied logistics, business management, environmental science. I filled notebooks with blueprints, ideas, and strategies. Back in the late 90s and the 2000s, while the world outside was transitioning into smartphones in the digital age, I was in a cell preparing for a version of NORC that hadn't even been built yet. The businesses I run today, Jamal Lewis TV and the I Echo podcast, they wasn't just born in 2026. They was engineered step by step, year by year, in the quiet of a 6x9 space while the rest of the world was sleeping. I made the time serve me instead of just serving the time. Now, I want to talk directly to the kids, the youth, and to any person listening to this in North Irvington or anywhere across Jersey. Look at Module 2 in your study guide. It's called the Routine Audit. I want you to take a hard, honest look at your day. The streaks out there The streets out here would tell you to just ride the wave. They would tell you to look for the quick win, the fast dollar, the easy path. They'll tell you that planning for 5 years from now is a waste of time. But let me tell you what 33 years inside taught me. The fast path almost always lead right to a dead end or steel doors. The real power is in the slow build. It's in the choices you make when nobody is watching you. When there's no cameras, no social media, no friends cheering you on. It's the book you open when everyone else is out on the block. It's the trade or the skills you take, the time to master when people telling you you're wasting your time. You have to build a wall around your focus to protect it from the noise around you, because the peer pressure, the street life, the negativity, that's just noise designed to distract you from your architecture. The walls outside can only hold you if the walls inside your mind crumble first. When you look at the New North, the Prudential Center, the luxury high-rises, remember that nothing sustainable was built overnight. Your life is the ultimate construction project. Guard your time, audit your routine, build architecture that can withstand the weight. I am Jamal Lewis. This is the Iron Echo. We're 50 years in the making, and we're just getting started.